Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so this is Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, May 11th, and I'm calling you from today is going to be a gorgeous day here in the Pacific Northwest Portland area, but it's supposed to get up to like the mid-90s this weekend, so we've gone straight from wet, cold, muddy winter to 90 some degrees summer. So I think we skipped right over spring here is what it feels like.
Yep.
But my eyes and my throat feel spring. So I'm definitely feeling the allergy stuff going on though. Cindy and I were talking about that. I know you guys are all feeling similar things in different parts of the country, but before I say hello to Cindy and Tiff, who we've got with us today, I want to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always are going to have an event coming up or, it's something that you need to write down to remember later. Sometimes it's an event, sometimes it's a tip, sometimes it's something great you just don't want to forget. So be sure to write that down when we talk about it. Also, please press one on your phone if you have any questions, comments, testimonials, anything like that. We'd love to hear from you. As you know, that's a big part of our show. And as a reminder, we do need to keep it to horses with the horse unit and stay away from any medical type questions or stories. So we are going to have some really great things to talk about today. We've got kind of a mixed bag of things to talk about and a special guest. So I am excited for the show today, but I'm going to say hi to my co-host first. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey. Good morning, Tiff and everyone. We got the same weather going on here, and looking forward to being able to be outside. And also, I have to tell you that I went to a miniature horse show this weekend, and I fell in love. So who knows where my horse journey may end up here, but there's always something new. Boy, these guys.
I don't think I've ever been to a mini show. I think I'd be in trouble.
Well, yeah, and they're not just, there's the dwarf minis, which is what we've had all along, but these were actual miniature horses. So just picture a horse trunk, because there's about and they're double registered, Shetlands and miniature horses, and maximum height is 38 inches. So, but they don't have short little squatty body legs, Anyway, won't go on and on, but boy, I found a real pretty one. So, that's the trouble.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I'm going to have to do some online looking for a mini horse show to get some visuals for myself. All right. Good morning, Tiff.
Good morning. That sounds like so much fun, Cindy, and adorable, I'm sure. It's good to be here, just out here in Western Colorado. It is snowing on the mountain today, and where I currently am. So it's a little bit rainy and snowy, but that's okay. It's, good for the moisture. We like that. But gives me a chance to give my horses a break from getting back into shape for the season. So yeah, good to be here, and thanks for having me.
Perfect. And Cindy, I know we're going to have a guest on today to share some things with us, but I know there was something you wanted to kind of start off with, because I think he's going to be a little later getting onto the show.
Yeah. And so I just sent you guys a picture. Anyway, one of the things I think that I come in contact with a lot, the feedback from people, is you know how we really focus on that we want the rider to be in the best physical condition and, you know, mental situation as well as, you know, physically fit to be able to complement the horse and rider team. And one of the things that I personally really push is the be sit, because there's so many riders that have issues with, you know, their tailbone, and over the years, multiple injuries. I see that all the time, and a lot with trainers. And the B-sit is just, you know, an amazing tool, because, you know, they can put it in their truck or their car, whatever they drive, and be able to use it in between. You know, maybe if they're on their way to a barn or something like that. And also for really long hauls. You know, I think about so many people who are on a circuit. Tiff, like your barrel racers, you know, you're driving in the middle of the night, you're tired and everything else, and the B-sit can just be an amazing tool in that respect. So keep that in mind, as also it's something that's easy to take with you to be able to demo at a barn when you go to talk about the horse set. And so remember that we're rolling towards a July date of the rollout for the new generation Beamer here in the U.S. And at this point, that new generation doesn't have a B-sit. It's under development. It'll be sometime in the future, but we don't know exactly when. And the other thing is that for those people that, you know, to really think about taking advantage of the essential set, which is what we have at the promotional price now through the time until the new set comes out. Once the new set does come out, so remember, the parts are not interchangeable. They're totally separate systems as the new one's been reconfigured, if you will. And so you'll still be able to get the component parts of the essential set, of course, because we have a lot of people who have them. But you won't be able to buy the set as a whole or to buy the B-Box separately. So think about the people, the riders that you know that, you know, have maybe been on the borderline or on the fence about, well, should I do it or not? This is a really good time to promote the essential set to people, because, you know, there's a number of changes to the new one, but there's some things that we have now that are helpful that won't be available yet with the new one. So I just want everybody to be aware it's not a question of, you know, unless Beamer changes its mind, but the way that it stands now is if when the new one comes out, the old set as a complete system will not continue to be marketed. So go back and talk to your customers or your prospects so that, you know, they know that, you know, now is a good time to take advantage of what we have. So I got a text here, Rainey, that I think that our guest is on the line. So do you see him under
he one? Is. Yep. I've got him. I will open up his line. Andrew, can you hear us?
I sure can. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
You're on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Well,
thanks for calling
thanks
in.
Thanks for having me on. I love the show. It's one of my regular podcast things I listen to every week.
Well, we appreciate your consistency and appreciate you taking time out of you're at a show now. And, you know, Andrew, maybe you can tell us just a little bit about your personal Beamer journey, how long you've been doing it. I know you've created a business. I know you do a lot of sessions and a lot of horse shows. As case in point, you're at one right now. And you're up in Minnesota, so I know the Minnesota Horse Fair is done, but you're at a Saddlebred show right now?
That's correct, yeah. I always feel like this is the week that I should move into the fairgrounds this month. So there was the Horse Expo, which was 2 weeks ago. And then we had an Arabian show right after that, and this is the Saddlebred show right after that. So then I get a week break, and then we're back here for another show. So.
that's actually grueling.
Just real quick, I think a lot of people don't realize
how many horses are in Minnesota. So
it is
there. It's a big state for horse population. So
it is
there's a
really
lot to keep
state.
You busy.
Absolutely, absolutely. So quick backstory. So one of an IDB approached me at a health fair. I owned a yoga studio for years as well. And so they said, you should try the Beamer. And, you know, I tried it. And, you know, I didn't feel anything right away. So I said, I'm kind of good. And I said, you know, I've got a family of doctors. I've got a medical background. I'm all good. I don't need to know about this. And next thing you know, this guy says, a doctor comes up and goes, oh, yeah, I'm with Beamer, and here's what this does medically. And I thought, well, okay, I believe it, but I didn't feel anything. Now, fortunately, this person was very persistent, and she followed up diligently and came to my yoga studio and saw I did a class for yoga for horse people. And she said, you work with horses? I said, oh, yes, I do. She goes, we have a Beamer for horses. I'm like, well, I want to see that. And that's how my journey began. So I took it down to my Saddlebred barn, and I watched horses completely relax. I thought, well, boy, this is really something to it. And, you know, I bring this up because so often I think people are expecting to see or feel something immediately. And, of course, that's not what happens oftentimes. But the horses don't lie. I say the horses aren't out there reading journals at night and comparing, you know, what did you feel? They just experience it. So to me, that was really what helped me understand it. And so I bought a horse set right away, like many of us horse people do. And it wasn't until probably a year and a half later that I got a human set. And I went, oh, now I get it. And now it's part of my daily routine. You know, I'm doing, you know, probably 50 to 60 horses a week at various barns and shows. But every single morning is, you know, time with my Beamer. And then, you know, I've got the B sit here at the show, so I'll be on that later on.
Yeah, that's an easy thing to take, a little more portable. And you can always find a chair to put the bee sit on. And, well, and I know you're a polo player, too. So,
I am, yeah.
You know, whenever you're a rider, you know, I've never met a rider that doesn't have aches and pains, you know. So.
Well, it's pretty funny because they after every – match, and we're just starting our season up here in Minnesota, so I just was at the field last week. I keep my horse in training year-round because she's an indoor barn, but I did, you know, ride last week, and of course, everyone's, like, talking about how they're sore here, and after every single show, someone's always asking, can I sit on the Beamer? Can you do that thing on my leg or my back or my arm? So.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a well-received technology in the horse world. And it's getting more and more. You know, 5 years ago when I started doing this, people didn't really know what it was, and it was looked at kind of like, what is this? But I'm seeing more and more people. This show, for instance, here, I have three clients here have their own Beamer that are doing their own horses. So it's becoming more and more accepted and more recognized.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's so important that we remember that when we're going out, when we're out in public or even just doing a demo or doing a session for a client, that we are visible to the public and we are creating an impression even though we might not be conscious of it or thinking about it. So we want that to be a positive impression. And so you have, you know, you started out kind of as, you know, your own personal story with your with the horse set and then to the human set. But what happened in terms of you building a team and actually creating a business around this? Because as you said, if you're doing 50 or 60 horses, that takes time to build up to, and it's a testament to your own creating a good impression and reputation within your community. But maybe share with us some of the things, some of that rest of that journey about your team.
Well, and that's one of the reasons I want to talk to you guys, because, I mean, one thing I hear all the time is, and I see it on the Facebook groups, you know, people want to know how to get going, and they get disheartened, right? It's not easy. So I thought if I could share a little bit of kind of my journey and how, you know, I've gotten through the valleys of despair with this, and actually, you know, most days feel like I've made it. But the number one thing I would tell everyone is, you know, rather than try to sell something, it's look to be of service. You know, I was, when I started this, I was begging people, oh, please use this, it's wonderful. And I created a sense of almost desperation, which, you know, in hindsight, no one really wants to be part of. I tell people
it's
to come to me now. That, exactly. If you're trying this hard, there must be something wrong. So
right.
I got involved with a rescue organization early on. So in Minnesota, there's a big group called This Old Horse, and they have locations around the state. But they manage a couple hundred rescue horses. And when I went with them and their director, at first, of course, I tried to sell them something because I wasn't so smart. And then I said, well, maybe you want to pay for sessions. So, Andy, we don't have any money, you know. And I thought, you know what, I'm in the area. I'm going to volunteer. So I volunteered at the location, and it was, you know, basically being on feed crew. And then once I did that a little bit, I said, well, listen, I'd like to offer you this program where we'll come in once a week and we'll do 15 or 20 horses, no charge. We're just going to do this for you and let you see the difference. And of course they said yes to that. And they gave me a little staff of volunteers. And to this day, you know, this is 3 years running. We, every Saturday, rain, shine, or blizzard, well, blizzard we skip, but rain, shine, so we're out there doing these horses. And, you know, if there's any horse that needs this, rescue horses. You know, none of them have a phenomenal backstory about how they got there. And they just suck up that energy. They just, you know, you can see them release and let go. And then a lot of horses that had some really debilitating, you know, conditions are getting better. And so, you know, without naming certain things, I mean, you know how horses show up with bad feet and bad care, and you watch them start to heal and feel better, and they look forward to the weekly sessions. And that gave me kind of a platform to talk to other people in the industry, and having this person's back and say, yeah, Andrew does great work. He's out here. We believe in this technology 100%. Well, they sponsor a lot of things. So using that as a way to get further in was great, but the idea was that you have to do it from a standpoint of what can I do to be of service. And, you know, I really think the more that people do this and say, how can I help, the rest of things come out. Now, in the beginning, it's hard because it's, you know, we all want to sell, we want to make money, but I've gotten plenty and plenty of sales from that methodology and that modality. The other thing
and
I try to do is I
you know,
try to bring a little
–
Okay.
Well, I was just going to say, interject, that we always recommend that people, particularly if they're, you know, newer to the horse set or newer to the horses in general, is that they do volunteer their time at these kind of rescues and sanctuaries because they absolutely need it, and they do run on a shoestring, but it's a great way to gain experience while you are being of service, and you kind of took that to the next level given the contacts that you made through that experience. And so that's an interesting approach. So anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just, you know, we always recommend, you know, that's a great way to start.
Well, and a lot of times, you know, people get excited. I remember, you know, the first time I got, you know, I saw the Beamer horse at an event, and I thought, this is great. I'm going to sell a million of these. And we all think it's going to be great, and people love it. We hear a couple stories, and we want to throw a blanket on a horse. But as horse people, we understand that, you know, unless you understand horses, horse people don't want to talk to you. So one thing I've had people hear when they approach me and say, what do I do? I said, well, you know, why don't you find a place and go take riding lessons? Invest in your customers so they can invest in you. Ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, and I see people today, you know, they'll come up during an event and say, can I talk to you about the Beamer horse set? And they're like, no, I'm getting ready to go into class. I've got a tail down. I've got, you know, two riders to leg up, and I don't have time for you. But, you know, we need to learn to be respectful of the show or the event or whatever going on so that the riders want to hear the information. The riders and trainers are interested in what we have to say. We just have to make sure it's at the right time. So we need to be respectful of what their timeline is and when they can do it. The other thing is, you know,
yeah, absolutely.
Be teachable. you know, when you're in a barn, so if you're going to go take lessons or work with somebody or learn something, you know, let them tell you stuff. You know, they don't, they're, you know, in their training world, they're not there to hear about our thing. They're there to tell us about their thing. And I always find that the more I can listen, especially, I mean, I grew up in the English discipline, and we had some Western horses, but I don't really know a lot about the Western areas. So now we're doing more of these Western shows and the gaming shows and the barrel shows. I'm fascinated, and I'm excited to learn about what they're doing. And when I'm learning from them, they're then more willing to hear from me. But if I come at them, it's like, let me show you what I have. It's going to be great for your horse. Well, you know, they don't know me from Adam, and they don't know that I know their discipline. So I've got a lot more leeway with people when I start asking them and really be interested in what they're doing. You know, I know some of the horses. How does this work? Tell me, how does this work? And compare it to what I do. And it's, you know, we've developed really good conversations with that stuff. So be trainable is the other big thing I tell people.
Yeah. And let's use polo as an example, because that's a discipline that I think that you know, people are not really familiar with the demands on those horses. And so just in your own personal experience, what areas, you know, are there specific kind of areas where you say, you know, I got to put you know, I have to use the cuffs on the stifle, or I have to do this, you know, that's a common use or need for horses that are used as polo ponies.
Yeah. So, personally, so I own two polo ponies. I have a 12-year-old and a 17-year-old. And I do them before every single practice, even when during off-season, I'm just riding in the indoor arenas. Because, we know how these horses operate. They're fast, they turn fast, and when they go, if you've ever seen a match outdoors, I mean, these horses don't walk the field. We lope the field, and the second that ball gets tossed up, we are cantering. And it doesn't stop until the whistle blows. You know, we play in periods or chuckers, which are 8 minutes. And during that time period, those horses are going full blast. And the second they're done, they canter back to the trailers and are tied, and then you get on the next horse and play the next period. So given that horse the ability to have that increased blood flow and that increased energy right away in the field is amazing. And at first I used to just do it afterwards, and I started it beforehand, and I saw such a huge improvement in the way my horse was able to turn and roll back after a play versus when I did it afterwards as recovery. As we all know, the effect lasts for 12 to 16 hours, so having that process of recovery is still going to occur even though the blanket isn't on it right after the session. So I find my horses then to be, you know, much better. They're more dialed in. So if an errant shock comes by and they get bumped or hit with the ball, they're not as reactive. Here at my Celebrate show, I just did a bunch of horses that went in the ring, and I always find that those horses are much calmer and much more dialed in to their rider than if I don't do it beforehand. But, yeah, in the polo world, it's amazing how well it works. And just, you know, I can't say it's 100% Beamer. I'd like to. But, you know, I watch horses get injured all the time, tendon injuries or any number of things because of the fast play. And, you know, knock on wood, my girls are both doing fantastic. So.
Yeah, I could imagine, you know, those, when you hit those, I would call it a ball, but you'd call it
different.
you know, I can imagine that whether it's a rider or a horse, sometimes somebody gets hit, and that's going to be, you know, that could definitely be something that would hurt quite a lot, I would expect.
Let me tell you, it's not fun. But, you know, the horses are, I mean, I just, every time I see any show, I'm always amazed at what horses put up with for us. And especially in polo, because, you know, we're running full speed and the horses are pushing each other. You know, the way the riders ride, we're good about not hitting the horse with the mallet, but the balls do get an errant shot and they'll bounce and hit a horse in a leg or a back or belly or face. And, you know, the horses don't appreciate that. And they do, you know, they do tend to bolt when that happens. But, you know, I mean, having the ability to help keep them dialed in mentally, and also knowing that the recovery piece, it helps out so much afterwards.
Yeah, Absolutely. Yeah. You don't think about it being dangerous, but it is. Mm-hmm. There are aspects definitely that are. So I think that's interesting for our listeners to hear more about. But so maybe talk about, you know, how you created, you know, because you have, isn't it, you know, it's Equanimity, something like that. It's your business name to say. You actually, mm-hmm. yeah, so you created a Beamer business out of really focusing on doing sessions?
Correct, yeah. So the company originally started, so I'm a yoga teacher, like I said, also. So I teach riders all about, you know, body position, awareness, and mental peace with meditation. And so we help riders kind of get out of their head and worry. I mean, we've all been in a show ring or something, and, you know, we forget what we're supposed to do first, or we get nervous, right? And humans train to death so easy with horses that using a couple deep breaths is just, I mean, at the very least, to help calm your body down, to help the horse calm down, help you connect to your horse. And then you feel it. So for myself, you know, whether I'm in, you know, an English show or a polo match, if I can be more aware of my own body, I can then feel my horse's body. And I can sense when something is going sideways. Or if I need her to do something, you know, I can use a much smaller cue because I'm paying attention to how she's reacting. So for myself, that's how that business started. Again, when I got the Beamer, I realized right away, because I'm also a business person, hey, there's probably something to this, and I started offering sessions. And it was just in my little circle to begin with. But then working with this rescue, someone said, hey, can you come do this hunter-jumper show? I said, sure, I'll come to that. And then I realized I'd probably get a logo, and I started using some technologies to track things, do release forms, and just try to look a little more professional. Again, there's a lot of things to do at a horse show, and my whole mission is how can I make it easy for people to interact with me? You know, so when I do a show, I've got a flyer with a QR code, and that QR code leads to a free service called Jot Forms, which I've created to say, tell me about your horse. And basically it's the release language on the Beamer website so that someone can then click this form and fill out everything they need. And I have all the information, the horse, its history, the owner, all the T's and C's, you know, from the Beamer site are there, and then a release form saying I'm allowed to, you know, interact with this horse and Beamer's not at fault if anything happens. So those things give customers of mine a little bit of sense of like, oh, okay, this guy knows what he's doing. He's a legitimate business. And when I started implementing these kind of technologies in the business, my business grew exponentially because I think people are, you know, there's always a lot of people out that say, I can do this for your horse or this. And, you know, let's face it, we all look at them with a little side eye like, well, does that really work? I don't know. Is this really the magic thing? And before I really experienced Beamer, I looked at Beamer that way. Like, well, is this really the real deal? I don't know. But there's a level of professionalism that Beamer's a corporation, and especially in the equine set, has that I don't see with other manufacturers and other modalities. So I wanted to present myself in that same line of professionalism that Beamer does and really make sure that everything I do is top-notch. And so there's a bunch of great free tools out there. I mentioned JotForm. That's my favorite one for creating easy forms that make it easy for the customer to fill things out. You can customize it yourself, which is what I've done. And then I also use an application to track all my sessions. So I can go to a customer and show them and get them the free application out there. But I can log their sessions. And over a year, I can say, well, hey, Cindy, here is a list of all the times I've seen your horse with the sessions I've done. It's a body work. Beamer's one of the drop downs that the owner of the application put in for me with a picture and then notes. So I give this to customers after every visit, and then they go, oh, well, this is great. Now I can see everything going with my horse. So, again, just a little bit of level of how to be, you know, a little more professional what I do. And there's so many great free things out there. If you ever use Canva, it's another great free tool that anybody that's not a tech genius like myself, I mean, it's great to have a bunch of young kids to do this for us, but if you don't have them, these are great tools I use myself. And then, you know, the big thing is obviously follow-up. So I use, you know, a CRM that's free out there. It's called HubSpot. Google has something that just rolled out called Streak out of Gmail. But all these things help me keep track of customers. So, for instance, you know, you mentioned I did the Minnesota Horse Expo just last week. Well, we had our list of people that sat in the chair and that all filled out a form, you know, for a release form for me. I had a list of horses I worked on. And, you know, Monday after the show, everybody that came through got an automated email from me. You know, thank you for coming to the Minnesota Horse Expo. It was great to see you. And if I knew the horse's name, I put that in there. You know, it was wonderful to work with you. I hope you had a great time. I'll be following up with you in the coming weeks. And please let me know if you have any questions right away. So this Monday, another email goes out that says, I'm just following up from the Horse Expo. Would you be interested in more demos? Would you be interested in understanding more about the technology? How can I help you? And this will net me out of the hundreds of some people that came to my booth and filled out a form. I would imagine that, you know, a safe number is I'll probably get 5 sales out of that, probably 15 customers that are going to book me for sessions out of that. But it just comes down to follow-up. Like I said, the person who originally approached me, she was diligent. It was Paula Graham, if you know her. And she was diligent on following up with me, came to my studio, you know, and then when I wasn't interested in the humor one, she was good about switching gears and saying, oh, well, you're into horses. Let me tell you about this. And during that time, it was, you know, she caught me at the right moment. But the first couple times she came by, I was busy, and I said, I can't talk to you. but because she was good about follow-up, it, you know, got me the right information at the right time, and, you know, here I am 5 years later, so.
Yeah, those are excellent tips, and we don't usually hear, I appreciate you sharing that, because we don't often get that focus on Blog Talk for sure. I just want to go back to when you're talking about your QR code and you use something that tracks the release. Is it job, J-O-B, job forms?
Jot, J-O-T.
Jot. Okay, it's a T.
Yeah,
all right, that's why I asked.
Yeah, jotforms.com.
Okay.
It's phenomenal. And again, it's free. It lets you create 5 individual forms. So I have a form for horses. I have a form for people. At this show, I have a form that says, hey, if you want to book a session with me, pick Thursday morning, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, and you pick. And then I get a notification when someone fills that form out. So, again, they scan a code, goes to the form, customer fills the form in, I get notified that Lisa Sherrick wants me to come work on her horse, Cody, Thursday evening. And then I just simply ping them back and say, either fill out the release form if you're a new customer, and then verify, yep, I'll see you Thursday at these stalls and take it from there. So, but so much of it came that as we get busy, it's important that we, you know, make it easy for customers to work with us. So although paper forms are great, you know, I don't know what I've done with all the paper forms I've had. And if I give something to a customer, they have to find a pen and fill out. Oftentimes it's illegible, and I don't get really any good information out of it, or they'll get around to it.
Yeah.
But if I say, here's a form, it's on your phone, it will take you 30 seconds to fill out, let's get this filled out while I'll start getting your horse ready. And they do it. You know, and then I've got a list of, you know, 400-some people that have filled out the horse form that I've worked on over the last several years, and they're all part of my mail list. So.
Yeah, that's very slick. I've been monopolizing your time, but Tiff and Randy, do you have questions that, you know, to ask Andrew? Because this is cool information to share.
It is. It is really a lot of really great information, and thank you so much for sharing it. And I love all the little tools. And in fact, we use jot forms in our vet clinic for surgery. You know, we send them out to all our pre-surgical clients that they have to fill out, you know, before for surgery approval and, you know, choose the things they want. So I'm familiar with that, but I never thought about using it for Beamer, shockingly.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you really sharing these tips, because it is something that we haven't had anyone share with us before, and I think it's really valuable information. I also really liked just your information about I wanted to take a minute to talk about, because I know we always have a lot of people that ask about it, just as a polo player and when you use sessions for your own horses, because that is a question we get a lot of people, like, should I use it before or after? And we always talk about it being very specific to the horse, but given, you know, usually my answer is, you know, try it on your horse and see what works better. But if you only have, can do one, and you don't know, do it before. It's kind of our go-to. So we always appreciate hearing from people actually using it in the field, what works best for them, just for more information, because it is a question we get a lot. So thank you for adding to that, too. But just a lot of really great information. Thank you so much.
Yeah. My pleasure. Yeah, for the before thing,
Tiff,
I always like
you?
Into myself. Like,
oh.
I try
yeah.
to think that, you know, how I feel first thing before I ride is, you know, I'm a little stiff and so, but, you know, when I beamer beforehand, I'm good. So I've watched my horses, you know, from the saddlebreds to the pole ponies, that when I beamer them beforehand, how much easier they get out to the field. They just, you know, it's effortless. It's like, oh, well, does that make sense? Well, sure it does.
Right, yeah. Tiff, how about you?
I think that's a really great idea. I'm thankful that he shared that because I have not done that type of form, and I think that would be super helpful, mm-hmm. especially at a
yeah.
big show. Anyway, yeah. and especially if you're running this event by yourself, which is typically what I do, and if
mm-hmm.
I have to step away and do sessions, then my booth is unmanned. And so
yeah.
I have, a sign that has, you know, my number on it to call, but I think that's a really great idea, so I'm going to definitely take that and utilize that for myself. But also just really good
mm-hmm.
insight of different things and tools to make our life
mm-hmm.
easier. And technology, of course, is our friend, and might as well utilize free services if they're out there. So great.
Yep, exactly.
Great. Thanks for sharing.
Well, again, if
yeah.
people have questions, they can always reach out to me. I mean, I've come to believe that the more you help people, it just comes back tenfold. So, you know, that's why my mission and my business has grown differently because of that. You know, one story I'll share real quick is that, you know, when I started doing this, I had, you know, clients that were coming on, and I had a big hunter jumper barn, and we probably had 15 horses we were doing every Monday night there. And then one day the owner calls me and says, hey, just so you know, one of my boarders and one of the clients here is going to buy a beamer and do what you're doing. But she's going to buy it from you. And I thought, okay, well, that's, you know, I was a little disappointed because yeah, I'd taken a year to get the business built up there. and, you know, of course, I was kind of a little snarky about it. I can't believe this. But then I thought about it and thought, well, what's the real reason I'm doing this? You know, and for me, the reason is I want to help people and help horses. And I thought, well, honestly, if this person buys a beamer and they're buying it from me, I'm going to make some money, which is good. But they're also going to do their horses three times a week, which is better than me once a week. So is it really in keeping with what I said I want to do? And I thought, well, I guess it is. So I literally went back and changed kind of my mission statement for the business and all this. I changed it to the horse first. And when I did that, they bought that beamer, and I felt okay. I wasn't mad about the lost revenue, although it was significant, but it really said I'm doing the right thing. And, of course, what ends up happening, as we all know, is that this is a lot harder than most people think. And most people running a barn, especially a big show barn, they really have time to do one more thing, like a beamer. So within 6 months, you know, the woman who bought the beamer quit doing it. The other woman took the beamer home, so it's out of the barn, and then I got all my horses back. So, you know, you know why you're doing it, right? You know, if you're doing it to be of service and to help, you'll have more business than you can handle. And that's why I'm happy to help people do this stuff, too. People say, aren't these guys competitors to you? But no, not at all. I mean, there's more horses than any of us on this call or Alyssa's call can ever touch. But if I worry about, oh, no, this one person's going after my customer, you know, I'm always going to be worried about that.
Yeah, and
so
I put you
remember,
in,
you bring a great value
yeah.
to your customers. You know, what you're doing is really huge. The technology is amazing, and there's room for everybody.
Yeah. If you worry about competition, too, that puts you in a mindset of it takes away a lot of the positive outlook and your motivation. And that's why I think it's smart to say come from a position of service and know why we're doing this. And,
yeah.
and yeah, everybody. Yeah.
I mean, I
yeah.
was across from the MagnaWave people all weekend at the show. And, you know, we had great conversations, and people say, what's the best one? I said, the one you like best. You know, they do different things, and they're all good for the horse. You know, so what works for you?
And the other thing that I like that you shared about is saying, you know, not being familiar. You know, usually we grow up in one discipline or another
mm-hmm.
With most familiarity, and there's a ton of them out there. And so the ability to, you know, really listen and investigate so that you know, you can talk to somebody who's at a barrel race, for example, the same as you could talk to somebody who's doing, you know, English Pleasure at a Saddlebred show. Listening, but also making sure that you're continually educating yourself and, you know, being curious to say, well, you know, what do these guys have to do? This is a whole different plan than what I'm familiar with, the breeds that I've worked with before. And so that's something that I compliment you on in saying that you have learned and continue to learn on how to work with different disciplines as well as different breeds. So,
being curious is the key because, you know, I think we generally are fascinated by these animals that we're all involved with. And so every time I see something different, it's like, that's really cool. How does that work?
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Curiosity is a kind of a basic personality trait, I think, that really is helpful to say, you know, ask ask questions. So you're never going to know it all, and things always change. So why not, you know, keep getting new input, and then you can keep adjusting how you respond to that information. So I also liked hearing about, you know, your own two, you have two mares, yeah? That
Ruby
you
use. And Poppy.
And so, let's see, we're almost out of time here, Andrew, and I appreciate you taking time from the show, but do you have any kind of a favorite story of, you know, testimonial of horse that you've worked with or your own horse that, because I know you shared some with us before that when you called in, but that's been a while, so anything more recent?
Well, there's just so many. I mean, a good example is, well, my own horse, you know, so she had an issue where her back leg would get sometimes stuck in extension, and we got injections for it, and that kind of solved things, and, you know, I'm not a giant fan of making that a regular part of horses, and a lot of performance horses, you know, it's part of the regimen, you know, once a year, twice a year, once a quarter, and I was beamering her, you know, body and legs, but I moved the beamer for the hocks after that first round of injections because it started to happen again about 6 months afterwards. And what do you know? The first thing I noticed, I didn't hear that click anymore, and then it would happen at cantering, so at speed during a turn, which is the last time you want to have a leg stuck in extension, right? And knock on wood, since I've been doing that, she's not had that issue at all. Now, we're just going back to the field next week, so she's in an indoor arena, not getting to full speed. You know, here in Minnesota, the fields are just starting to dry out now, so we move our horses from our winter locations, barns, whatever, out to the polo fields in the next coming weeks. So in the next coming weeks, I'll be able to have her opened up at speed again, and, you know, hopefully that's just gone away. But moving the cuffs to the hocks and for the leg has made a huge difference. And the other thing I would say to people about legs.
Which program do you like?
So normally on legs, I do number ones, simply because a lot of times it's a lot of juice. And by the way, I'm looking at one of my horses, customers coming by with a blue ribbon and the driving class. So there you go.
Cool.
Anyway, so I, with Ruby, I moved her up to level two on the legs. I try level three, and sometimes that's a little too much. Like they start dancing around, they don't, you know, the headier horses seem to kind of not think that's the greatest thing in the world. But I've been doing her at a level two on the cuffs, and that seems to work good. The body, the blanket in general, I alternate between ones and twos. Three is not a whole lot unless there's something really big going on, personally. But the level two on the hocks has really seemed to fix that issue that I had that was the one thing I was really concerned about with her. And everyone says, I mean, at 18, that's, you know, older for a performance horse like that, but she just looks amazing. So,
well,
you go on my personal Facebook page, or you go to
the,
you can see pictures of her because she's all over there.
Yeah. So that 18 is, you know, that's not a youngster anymore. So it's even even more important every year for both ourselves and our horses to be able to keep them, you know, feeling good and sound.
you know.
Well, and for myself, I know that, you know, I look at my peers who don't use this every day, and I, you know, they're always complaining about something. And I think, in, you know, between the yoga and the Beamer, I mean, I've got nothing to really complain about body ache-wise. I mean, you know, we've all taken our tumbles, and, you know, riding itself is a very – it's hard on the body, and especially when you ride at speed and do kind of crazy stuff like we all do. You know, it takes a toll on you. And that daily Beamer for myself makes such a huge difference in the fact that I'm not in pain. I don't have a bunch of issues. I tell people it's like going to the chiropractor. If you go regularly – you're not going to have a problem. If you wait till you have a problem, then, yeah, you can solve things, but it's going to take a lot longer. And then, and during that time, you're in pain. If you have a regular chiropractic or massage or Beamer session, you know, when those things happen, and they do, you're going to bounce back much faster. I mean, last time it came off, I had the cuff on my back on the way home, and I went right to the Beamer when I got home, and, you know, 3 days later, I was good to go, so...
Okay, so we won't talk about that off-label, non-compliant usage there, but we understand.
No,
so.
Never. I had what I had that day.
Yeah, you do what you have to. But, yeah, prevention makes a big difference. And and as we say with any, you know, person or horse, consistency and regularity is more important than high intensity. So,
exactly. And I know that the consistency of my horses, and they're spoiled to get it all the time, is really helped keep them in great shape. So,
yeah. So that's I really appreciate you volunteering because we love to have people call in. But, you know, and I know that your experience has covered a wide range of things. So, you know, thank you for, number one, volunteering and not having to be recruited. but, you know, to share with us, and I think some of the business tips are really ones that can make a big difference. And I love the fact that it's important as you have been building your business that it helps promote a professional approach. And I think it's important for people that you come in contact with as prospects to know that this is a business. You take this seriously.
Yep.
It's not something that's some quick, you know, I'm going to sell you something and then you're never going to know who I am. I come in contact with that a lot of people who say, well, yeah, I bought a horse set from somebody, but, you know, frankly, they never told me how to use it and I don't even know who they are. And if I did, I wouldn't go back to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're, you know, what we really try to counteract because, that doesn't present Beamer in the most professional way, and we want this to be a business that is sustainable out there in the future. So, you know, thank you for sharing your ideas with us, and I know that a lot more people will hear it on the replay. So, do we have any last kind of questions for Andrew or comments? Because we're going to get cut off here pretty quick, Rainey, aren't we?
Yeah. I managed to be able to extend it just a few minutes for us so we don't get cut off mid-sentence. But I just wanted to thank you for taking the time. I know you're busy. You have a busy schedule. You're at a horse show currently. So I just appreciate you taking the time. And thank you, yes, for volunteering. But please come back. We'd love to hear from you. I mean, we always love hearing from other IBDs and how they are able to build their business. And I think you have some really valuable tips and experiences to share with us. So we'd love to have you back.
I'm ready. Anytime you want to back, I'd be happy to share with you guys. So,
yeah.
I'll say
appreciate
one last thing
that.
For anyone
Perfect.
Who's looking to do this, though, is get yourself a team. This can be a tough business on your own, and there are times you want to just quit. So get people around you. Talk to your upline. Get people that you're who recruited you into the business and ask questions, and don't do it alone. It's there's a lot of people that want to help you out there, so use them. And you guys are great. That's one thing I love about the show is I get great ideas here all the time. So thank you for what you guys do.
Thanks, Andrew. Tiff, any final questions or comments for Andrew?
No. Thanks for sharing, and thanks for coming on Blog Talk and sharing with all of our listeners.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure.
All right.
Okay,
well, thanks again, Andrew.
I hope it's a successful rest of the show. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, enjoy your show. Thanks so much for taking the time, and we will. I look forward to having you back again. Thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you to everyone that's going to listen to the recording. I think you guys are going to really like this recording, even going back and listening to it again to get to rehear some of those tips that Andrew had for us. So be sure to tune into all the other days for Blog Talk. They do some great things, but we're going to meet you here back next Thursday to talk more about horses. I hope you all have such a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Andrew.
Bye, everybody. Thanks.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you.
Bye. Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.